Previously, I'm 24. So talk to me.
Jack made it very clear that the only way to get the proof on this tape is if CTU stays out of it.
We don't even know if he's still alive.
He's on an open channel. You won't be able to trace it, but you can talk to him.
Michelle!
No, Jack, it's Tony.
Tony, the president asked me to provide him with proof that the Cypress recording was fake. The man who can provide me with that proof will only deal with me.
How do we know he's not using you, Jack?
Because 10 commandos just tried to kill him to stop him from making a deal with me.
Jack, I'm not gonna make it.
Just tell me where the evidence is now.
It's on the memory chip. The source recordings was proof the Cypress audio was a fake. Where's the memory chip? Inside.
Come on, Wallace. Inside where?
Doctor?
He's dead.
We got the chip.
Our planes are currently over the Atlantic. The first of them will be reaching their targets in just under 3 hours.
Sir, I just got off with the Secretary of Defense. He wants to know how much longer you plan on giving Jack Bauer to disprove that tape.
As far as I'm concerned, Jack Bauer has up until the time the planes start releasing bombs.
Well, from the Secretary's point of view, that's tying the DOD's hands.
We're going to utilize every moment we have to be thorough.
He's not going to like that, sir.
That's his problem, Lynn.
I understand.
The following takes place between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m.
In order to exploit the advantages of a surprise attack, we've launched 12 bomb squadrons from 3 stateside bases. But initial airstrikes will be launched from our bases in the region here, here, and here.
Sir, that is consistent with your request for the airstrikes to begin before your address to the nation.
I know what I asked for. That came out wrong. You and the Joint Chiefs have done a remarkable job mobilizing our forces on such short notice.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. President, is it fair to assume that you're still behind the attack? Because I'm sensing some equivocation.
I told the Vice President, but I haven't shared this with the rest of you. Jack Bauer, the CTU agent most responsible for finding the nuclear bomb, has reason to believe that the Cypress audio is fabricated.
Bauer has no hard evidence.
Not at this point.
Mr. President, this battle plan requires our surprising the enemy with an initial strike of overwhelming force. We will lose that advantage if we wait any longer. The target countries will mobilize their defenses, and our casualties will increase over the long term.
By how much?
Up to 20,000 troops.
Then we have no choice but to proceed with the plan as stated.
Yes, I understand. But what I have to say to the president will have a direct impact on the meeting that he's in.
He can't be disturbed at his time.
Fine, just make sure he knows I called.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The president's in meeting with the Joint Chiefs. They won't interrupt him until it's finished.
Come on. Almeida.
Tony, it's Jack.
Jack, where are you?
Tony, I can barely hear you. You're gonna have to speak up. We've got a really bad connection.
Yeah, listen, I want you to bring Wallace back here now.
Tony, Wallace is dead. But I got the evidence that proves the Cypress audio was forged. It's a CPB memory chip containing the original source recordings.
How do you know it's real, Jack?
Because he died trying to give it to me. He had it surgically implanted. I hardly think he would have gone to that kind of trouble if it wasn't authentic.
All right. Where are you?
We're in an urgent care center somewhere in North Hollywood. We're about 40 minutes outside of CTU. We're going to bring you the chip now.
All right, call on your roof from the road so I can send an aerial escort.
Okay, fine. Tony, I need you to get in touch with the president. I've been trying to get through. He's in the middle of a meeting with the Joint Chiefs. They won't patch me through.
Jack, I'm not calling the president until I confirm what you're holding is real.
Jack, come here.
Tony, you've got to at least tell him what's going on.
I need you here, Jack.
Tony, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, Jack.
I got to go. Please, just do what I ask. What?
Can't go anywhere with this memory chip.
Why not?
Look at this. Embedded in the silicon.
What is it?
Some kind of passive transponder. It acts like a tracking device.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Our group uses circuits like this to track sensitive material.
I don't understand.
Whoever Wallace stole the chip from can track it. That's how they tracked him to the warehouse.
And how they'll find us if I don't disconnect this tracker first.
Can you do it without destroying the audio file?
I think so.
Good.
Danny, you have to stop doing this, okay? I told you not to call. I'm sorry you're upset, but I don't have time for this right now.
Why? What's going on?
Nothing's...
Time.
Don't worry, we're taking care of things here.
Really? Well, what am I supposed to do?
Just sit tight. I'll call you as soon as I get a chance, but I have to go.
Forget it.
Hey.
There's something wrong with phones.
Yeah, the network's been overloaded ever since news of the bomb broke. Who are you talking to?
No one. What's going on?
Well, Jack just called. He says he's got the evidence from Wallace.
Does the president know?
No, we haven't confirmed that it's authentic yet.
Tony, the president's acting on the assumption that the Cypress recording is real.
And this evidence may prove that it's not. I know.
Tony, you've got to call the president.
Think about it.
This is too big. I need something with finer point.
About this. Does that work?
Yeah, good.
Joseph, how much longer do you need?
1 minute, maybe two.
Which is it, one or two?
One, if you stop bothering me.
You know those people who want their chip back? They're here.
Will the tracker still be functional after you separate it from the chip?
I'll have to lose the antenna, but yeah, the signals should still transmit.
Good. I think I can lure them away from here so you and Kate can get the chip over to CTU.
Us?
Boy, this is gonna work. Kate, move here against the wall.
Got it.
Bring it here.
Still locked on target? This way.
West of here. If I'm not there in 15 minutes, you leave without me, but you get that chip to Tony Almeida.
Got it.
Be careful.
I'll be okay.
Signal is dropping off.
Wait. He's moving.
Where?
Just ahead. Toward the east entrance.
I'll catch up.
I waited till the meeting broke to tell you that the governor called from Sacramento.
What's going on now?
More people are hitting the streets. The governor wants you to dispatch the National Guard like you did in Marietta.
Mr. President, Tony Almeida from CTU is holding for you on the emergency SATCOM network.
Why on SATCOM?
Well, since news of the bomb got out, network circuits have been completely overloaded. 90% of all systems went down a few minutes ago.
I can talk to Almeida if you want.
I'll put him on speaker. Mr. Almeida, this is President Palmer. You're also on with Mike Novick and Lynn Kresge.
Mr. President, Jack Bauer just called with some new information. The truth is, I'm a little conflicted about contacting you with this, but he claims I have evidence that proves the Cypress recording is counterfeit.
What kind of evidence?
Source recordings of each of the men on the Cypress audio, which were then re-edited.
Have these been authenticated?
Not yet. We're getting them soon.
How soon?
Within the hour, sir.
Mr. Almeida, your confidence in Jack Bauer is curious. An hour ago, you told me he assaulted CTU personnel and took illegal custody of a witness.
Sir, Jack had no choice under the circumstances.
I don't follow.
The man who had the evidence would not have turned it over had Jack involved CTU.
Mr. Almeida, what makes you so sure that this is any more real than the Cypress recording?
Well, that's just it, sir. I'm not.
But Jack Bauer is.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your candor, Mr. Almeida. I'll take this information under advisement.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Calling off the attack.
Sir, before you do that, we should talk through the consequences.
You've talked enough, Mike.
Mr. President, I appreciate your respect for Jack Bauer. I do. But you know the man's reputation.
I know the man.
Then maybe you better start thinking about your own reputation.
Meaning?
A nuclear bomb was detonated on U.S. soil, and we've been shown proof connecting the weapon to free nations in the Middle East.
Proof that may be false.
Unless you respond decisively, your enemies will exploit that as a failure of leadership, as a sign of personal weakness.
So what are you saying, Mike? That I should continue with a military operation just to prove that I'm decisive? What if Jack Bauer's right?
He's wrong.
Sir, we've all heard the Pentagon's assessment. Stopping and restarting this military action could cost tens of thousands of American lives.
An acceptable risk if the alternative is waging war against three innocent countries.
Mr. President, we know from past experience these countries aren't innocent. I'm urging you in the strongest possible terms to reconsider.
Made up my mind. Now get General Gratz back in here and conference in the Joint Chiefs.
You look fine. Just send me to the district. Excuse me.
Got it.
Hey. Look, I just wanted you to know that I told the president about Jack.
You did?
Yeah, if Jack has what he says he has, the president should know about it.
How did he react?
He wants us to keep him apprised of the situation.
He did the right thing, Tony.
We'll find out when Jack gets here with that ship.
When did he say?
About 20 minutes.
Okay.
Look, when he does get here, I want you to make sure that thing is real.
I'll pull up the CPB software right now.
All right, thanks.
Tony. Thank you.
Yeah.
All circuits are busy. Please try your call again.
Still no signal.
No, I have signal. I just can't get through. I keep getting a recording.
Maybe it's from CTU's end. I'm sure they're very busy gearing up for the war against my country.
There won't be a war, Yusef. They'll get the chip. They're gonna know the truth.
Assuming they want the truth.
They don't want war.
You sure about that? You might feel differently if it was your family being threatened. Vineland and Moorpark, right?
Yeah. I'll keep an eye out for Jack.
Okay. He's in the northeast quadrant.
Moving or static?
Just stopped.
Davis, where are you?
In the basement, sweeping north along the east wall.
He's inside the northeast corner. Pin him down. We're coming your way.
Yes, sir.
Do not kill him until I have that chip.
Understood.
Chip.
Ronnie, he's running north toward Magnolia. Come on, let's go.
All right, let's get him back inside.
General, this was not a decision he made lightly.
I haven't been briefed on this, Mike.
Oh, yes. The president has every intention of explaining his decision to you personally, but until he does, you should brief your own staff.
All right, I'll take care of it.
Thank you for your patience.
More blowback?
And then some.
Listen, Mike, have you heard anything about this meeting that the vice president called?
A meeting?
Well, apparently he's asking cabinet members to be on hand an hour and a half from now.
What's the agenda?
I don't know, because I wasn't invited.
Who told you about this meeting?
It was someone on Gendler's staff, but he doesn't know anything more than what I'm telling you.
Are you thinking it has something to do with the president calling off the military strikes?
Mike, what else could it be?
Did you tell the president about this?
No, not yet. Not until I find out more. For all I know, it could just be a rumor.
That's probably all it is, but I'll ask around anyway.
All right, keep me posted if you hear anything, all right?
Not yet. I'm with the agent who took it off Wallace.
It was Jack Bauer, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. We've scanned his body and his clothing, and we've induced vomiting to check his stomach contents.
It's a waste of time. He's not going to have it on him. Let me talk to him.
You're on with Bauer.
Congratulations.
Let me tell you what I want to do. The world doesn't have to know anything about this little arrangement you and I are about to make, all right? We'll keep it private.
Who am I talking to?
Give me a break. Look, I need the chip. So let's not be pigs here, all right? You tell Ronnie where it is. I authorize a very large sum.
Large enough to compensate you for any kind of guilt you might feel about this.
It's not for sale.
If someone wants to buy it, it's for sale.
How can you justify starting a war just to profit from the outcome?
You're just controlling the chaos, that's all.
No, you're causing it.
Look, Let's not waste each other's time trying to bridge our differences, okay? There's only one thing that we need to agree on. A price.
I already gave you my answer.
When Ronnie's finished working on you, you'll give me another.
No, my answer's final.
Ronnie!
I think he wants to talk to you.
I heard what he said. I'll get you your answer.
This man Bauer, I've read his file.
So have I.
And you know he won't be easy to break.
He'll break.
Well, I appreciate your confidence.
I've earned it.
Yes, you have. But there's also a time issue.
Then you better let me get started, sir. Chip, Jack.
To see me?
Yeah, Jack's bringing a chip in.
Yeah, that's what Tony said.
Well, he wants me to run point on the analysis, and I'm having trouble accessing CPP software.
No problem. Just send it to my screen. I'll do it.
Now, I just need you to unlock the indexing function.
And I said I would do it.
I don't need you to do it, Carrie. I need you to unlock the indexing function.
What is your problem, Michelle?
You know what? You've been gunning for me from the moment you got. I could say the same thing about you. I'm just trying to do my job, really. Dessler.
Can I see you up here a second?
Yeah, sure. Just do what I asked.
Fine.
So what was that about?
What?
You and Carrie, what were you arguing about?
It's nothing. I asked her to open some CPP software, and she's making me jump through hoops.
I know you don't want to tell me, but whatever bad blood there is between the two of you, I gotta know what it is.
It doesn't matter, especially with everything that's going on today.
That's exactly why it does matter, Michelle. It's interfering with your work. Now, what's the problem?
When I worked for Carrie over at Division, we were friends. I introduced her to my brother. He was married. He had kids. He left them for her. And then she got bored. She dumped him. Danny lost everything. His family, his job. It got so bad he tried to kill himself.
It's unfortunate you two have to work together. But you do. And I gotta keep this office running today, all right?
I understand.
Good. Almeida.
Tony, sorry to bother you. Can I speak with Michelle?
Yeah, just a second. It's Pia.
Stessler?
Your brother Danny's here to see you.
Okay, show him to my station. I'll be right down.
Right away.
Are we okay here?
Yeah.
Wow, this is nuts. Hey!
Thanks for bringing him in.
Hey. How are you? You,
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, Danny. What are you doing here?
Well, no, I wanted to talk to you.
We were talking, and then you hung up on me.
No, I know, and I tried to call you back, but the phones, they weren't working.
Yeah, so you came here at 2:30 in the morning. Look, Danny, I don't have time for this right now.
Well, listen, no, because I wanted to apologize to you, you know, face to face. You know, I'm sorry that I yelled at you before. I'm sorry.
Okay, apology accepted, okay. But you have to go now, okay?
It's just this whole thing with the bomb, you know, and it's not just me. A lot of people out there, they're freaked because they're afraid of what's going to happen next. Nobody knows what to do, you know?
It's going to be okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're taking care of things here.
No, I know. I know you are.
Why don't you go home and get some sleep? I'll come over as soon as I can.
Okay. Jack's bringing that chip.
Look, please. Ignore her.
Oh, you didn't tell me Carrie works.
No, she's not working here. We were shorthanded. She came here
a
couple hours ago. Danny, please.
Well, you don't return my calls? I called you 5 times.
Who are you?
Don't worry about it. My sister works here.
Look, I've been in the middle of things right now, Danny.
Oh, is that right? I was just worried about you, that's all. I was hoping that maybe you would be worried about me, too.
Danny, stop.
Stop? Why? Why? What, are you taking Carrie's side now?
Of course I'm not taking her side. Just come to my station.
Why? No, hey, come
Danny,
here.
Don't
I want to talk.
Danny, come. Danny, come. Danny,
why did you call me back?
Meaning it's not a rumor. Prescott's calling cabinet members personally to set it up.
Is this about the president's decision to call off the attack?
I don't know yet. I have a source of defense who says he has information. He agreed to meet me.
Who is it?
His name is Jesper Eisenberg, but he won't tell me anything over the phone.
When are you meeting him?
No.
Where?
I don't think you should be there, Lynn. You might spook him.
Mike, I'm the one who brought you into this, and I want to hear what's going on firsthand before we take this to the president.
There's a room upstairs, 522. It's used for storage.
I'll meet you there.
Where are you going?
I was just going over to IT. I'm still trying to access the CPB software.
It's easy the other way.
I just need a minute, Tony.
Hey. Carrie's gonna be fine.
Is she gonna press charges? It's all my fault. I should have seen it coming.
It's family. Things happen, you can't see it coming.
He's my brother. I mean, his kids. Maybe I should have told him about the bomb.
It was a tough choice. But you made it, and by the way, you were right.
Nothing I've done today is right. All these people today, they're dead. And then in this recording, I mean, I don't know if we're right about that. And I can't do this anymore, Tony. I can't.
Oh, Michelle. Come here.
I'm so tired.
Hey.
I'm so scared.
I'm sorry.
Tony, Chappelle's looking for you.
Yeah, okay.
Don't ever touch me again. Yes?
Have you made any progress?
We're still working on him.
I told you there's a time issue.
Yes, sir, you told me.
You do not want to disappoint me on this. Give me that chip, Stark.
I will.
So where's this person that we're meeting?
He'll be here soon.
So have you heard anything else about why Prescott called this meeting with the cabinet behind the president's back?
We knew there'd be consequences left. Dissent within the administration, but nothing like this.
Like what, Mike?
What do you know about Section 4 of the 25th Amendment?
It provides that if the majority of his cabinet feels he's unfit to fulfill his duties, that the president could be removed from office.
And the vice president becomes acting president.
Prescott can't do that. Mike, we're talking about a palace coup.
Esper Eisberg?
Yeah.
Give us a moment, please. Before we talk to him, I need to know where you stand vis-a-vis the president's decision.
Mike, are you questioning my loyalty?
There's going to be a lot of lobbying among the cabinet. I need to know where you stand.
Look, I may not agree with the president's decision, but it was his decision to make, and as far as I'm concerned, it's Prescott who should be charged with treason.
Are you sure that's how you feel?
Yes, Mike.
I was afraid you'd say that, Lynn. Mr. Eisberg. I'm sorry.
Mike, what are you doing? Where are you going? Mike. What? Oh, my God. You're with Prescott.
Only because David wouldn't listen to reason. You said so yourself.
Mike, you can't.
We've been worried about his indecisiveness since he took office. And now it's going to cost the lives of 20,000 Americans. I can't let that happen. I'm doing this for the good of the country, Lynn.
You lie to yourself all you want, don't you dare lie to me.
I'm sorry.
Mike, this is not... What are you doing? Mike! Mike!
Until you hear from me, only me, do not let her out.
Understood.
Crimes against Middle Eastern businesses and places of worship. Authorities are urging people to stay inside their homes and off the street.
Jack said we should leave without him if he wasn't here.
Let's give him another minute.
Kate, we've given him much longer than he asked for already. We have to get this ship to CTU. They're expecting it and we can't reach him on the phone.
What about Jack? What if he needs our help?
Getting this to CTU is the priority.
Towelhead. People tried killing us with that bomb, but it didn't work. And you're not getting a second chance.
Get back. Get back, put your hands up, get down on the pavement. Face down! Hands where I can see them, now!
Do what he says.
Your turn. Get down. Kate, get back in the car.
So soon. Congratulations on the promotion.
I wish you could have been under better circumstances.
Yeah, Mason was a good man.
Yeah, he was. Look, Ryan, now we're pretty busy around here.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a heads up.
About what?
I'm on my way over with a couple of keys from division.
Why?
I thought you could use some help with all that's going on.
We're doing pretty well here, Ryan. Thanks.
I'm sure you are. I'll see you in 30 minutes.
Dessler?
Hey. So, have you heard anything about your brother yet?
Yeah. They sedated him. They said they'd call me when he wakes up.
How you holding up?
Okay. You?
I'm okay.
Listen, about what happened before, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have...
No, don't. Don't be sorry.
I'm not.
Really? About Carrie.
Don't worry about Carrie.
know her. She's not gonna let this go.
Look, it's none of her business.
It's gonna be okay.
All right.
Wake him up.
We should probably give him a minute.
Wake him up. You've been on this side before, Jack. You know as well as I do, everybody has a limit to how much they can take. Everybody has a breaking point. Even you. I understand you've got a daughter. Is it Kim? You wouldn't want Kim to be an orphan, would you?
He's no good to us dead.
Wake him up.
Wake him up. What's the problem?
I don't know, he's not responding.
Come on.
Where's that epinephrine?
There isn't.
Well, go find some!